I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. This weekend at the Western Illinois Regional Arts Center in downtown Macomb, there is an art market underway. Are you looking for one-of-a-kind gifts? Look no further than visiting the art center on the west side of the square. It's an art market filled with works of art for every taste and budget. There will be tatted, ceramic, and recycled object jewelry, paintings, mosaics, fractal art, photographs, hand-lathed wooden items, fused glass, and that's just the beginning. The hours are today from 4 until 7, tomorrow from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. The art markets at the Western Illinois Regional Arts Center. The art center is also offering a class for your kids. It's origami for kids, making origami ornaments out of recycled paper with local artist T. Ma. The second class is at 4 p.m. The second class will cover more advanced techniques. The class is free. Kids of all ages are welcome, but space is limited. So to register, contact Nancy at programs@wciarts.org or on the telephone at 309-837-4782. Let me just finish up mine here right now. Just a couple more folds to go. And voila, that is one sharp-looking peregrine falcon. Origami for Kids at the Western Illinois Regional Arts Center.
Now where were you last Friday night while I was laying around in jail? Walking the street with some other man, wouldn't even try to go.
Tomorrow night at the Dixon Mounds branch of the Illinois State Museum outside Lewiston, it's time for another edition of the Hickory Ridge Concert Series. This month's guests are the Old Time Country and Blues Review, featuring D.K. Kohler on guitar, Dobro slide guitar, banjo, and vocals, and Pete Norman on guitar, mandolin, banjo, ukulele, and vocals. The Old Time Country Blues and Review is one of the all-time favorite acts appearing at the Hickory Ridge Series. They present a delightful collection of old music, played the way, well, let's say, the way your grandfather might have heard it.
I'm troubled in mind, I'm so blue, but I won't be blue always. The sun's gonna shine my back door someday.
The Old Time Country and Blues Review. They play music ranging from Tin Pan Alley to old timey to blues to ragtime to bluegrass to traditional country, and they even have a few homegrown songs of their own. Both are veteran performers in their own right, but all together, they're a great show. Tomorrow night at the Dixon Mounds branch of the Illinois State Museum. The doors open at 6:30 at the museum lobby. The concert begins at 7:30. The admission charge is $5 per adult and $3 for children under 12. Seating is limited to the first 150 people. And the museum gift shop, by the way, will be open for your last-minute shopping for that holiday season. The Dixon Mounds branch of the Illinois State Museum is between Lewiston and Havana off Route 78 and 97. That's the last concert of the year of 2011 for the Hickory Ridge Concert Series.
Well, I just found out today the little game you play. I've been sleeping all my life away. You've been stepping, so they say, between midnight and day. I'm going to sleep with one eye open from now on. From now on. From now on. All night long.
On Tuesday evening, the Monmouth Civic Orchestra invites all to a concert for the holiday season, Merrily on High. It's an evening of family fun and classical music at the Dahl Chapel and Auditorium on the Monmouth College campus. That's at the corner of Broadway and 7th Street. That's Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. Admission is free, but donations are greatly appreciated. The Monmouth Civic Orchestra returns to the stage for a holiday concert. On Wednesday evening, some old friends of the region return for a benefit concert for the Western Illinois Museum. The band Wild Moon reunites at 125 South Randolph Street, next door to the Wine Cellars. It's at Taylor Hall for events. Members of the band include Jeannie and Brian Davenport, Gayla Elliott, Randy Smith, and Keel Clemens. Rooted in old-time music, the band plays a mix of covers and original songs with a unique contemporary style. The mix of keyboards, guitar, fiddle, and harmonica combined with their harmonies accompany well-crafted lyrics that often refer to local sites and local traditions. Wild Moon, making music together and hopefully making money for the Western Illinois Museum. That's at Taylor's Hall for events on Wednesday at 6:30. Light refreshments will be served as well. For more information or to contribute to the museum, call area code 309-837-2750 or email info@westernillinoismuseum.org. Here's a taste of Wild Moon.
She used to ride her bike among the chimpanzees, never really knowing what it meant to be. Growing up in the shadows of the tarpon trees, playing with her whistles made of ebony. She's Angela, she's Africa. She's seen the jackals in the night, she's heard the drums of shepherds. Angela, Africa, she's felt the heat and walked barefoot in the sands of the Sahara.
The band Wild Moon having a reunion concert on Wednesday night in Macomb to benefit the Western Illinois Museum. Tomorrow night at the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall on WIU's campus, the Jamie Larson Dance Academy will present their annual production of The Nutcracker. It will be free and open to the public. The performance begins at 7 o'clock. Jamie Larson's Dance Academy returns with a seasonal favorite, Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker. As you're finishing your seasonal shopping, don't forget that Tri-State's Public Radio has some wonderful gifting opportunities. Yes, I'm talking about our Tri-State's Public Radio Celebration Concert Series. We have three more concerts left this season. On February 11th, Red House recording artist and Greenwich Village folker Cliff Eberhardt will be on our stage here in Macomb at our station. On March 3rd, the New England band We're About Nine, an offbeat trio with great harmonization. And on March 24th, the Steel Wheels, a hard-driving Americana band. All three of those performers yet to come in our celebration series. You can obtain tickets by giving us a call at area code 1-800-895-2912 or visiting us online at tristatesradio.com. And now here with a bit of a seasonal celebration is one of our favorite past celebration concert artists, Trout Fishing in America.
10 years ago today, I looked under my Christmas tree. There was a tailless gray and white cat, I named him Nicodemus. So do you and yours, meowie Christmas, with all our love from me and Nicodemus. 9 years ago today, I looked under my Christmas tree. There was was a multicolored gypsy cat. I decided to call her Tie-Dye. So do you and yours, meowy Christmas, with all our love, Tie-Dye, me and Nicodemus.
8 years ago today,
falling out of my Christmas tree was a playful orange alley cat. I decided to call him Newt. So do you and yours, meowy Christmas, with all our love, Newt and Tie-Dye, me and Nicodemus.
7 years ago today,
under my Christmas tree, there was another orange tabby Tom. I decided to call him Nelson, because he looked a lot like Newton. So do you and yours, meowy Christmas, with all our love, Nelson, Newton, Tie-Dye, me and Nicodemus.
6 years ago today,
under my Christmas tree, there was a black prima donna of a cat. She said, just call me Cleo. So do you and yours, meowy Christmas,
with all our love,
from Cleo, Nelson, Newton, Tie-Dye, me and Nicodemus.
5 years ago today,
under my Christmas tree, was a note from a cat. The weirdo of the group said, look for me, I'm in the chicken coop. I call him Chicken Joe. So to you and yours, meowy Christmas, with all our love, from Chicken Joe, Cleo, Nelson, Newton, Tie-Dye, me and Nicodemus.
4 years ago today,
under my Christmas tree, there was a fat, majestic cat. I decided to crown her princess. So do you and yours, meowy Christmas, with all our love, for Princess
Chicken Joe,
Cleo, Nelson, Newton, Tie-Dye, me and Nicodemus.
3 years ago today,
under my Christmas tree, there was a sweet little calico cat. I decided to call her Sweet Pea. So do you and yours, meowy Christmas, with all our love, from Sweet Pea Princess Chicken Joe, Cleo, Nelson, Newton, Tie-Dye, me and Nicodemus.
2 years ago today,
I looked under my Christmas tree. There was a growling cross-eyed cat. I let her stay in spite of that. She's Grace, so I call her Gracie. So do you and yours, meowy Christmas,
with all our love,
from Gracie, Sweet Pea Princess,
Chicken Joe,
Cleo, Nelson, Newton, Tie-Dye, me and Nicodemus.
1 year ago today,
under my Christmas tree, was another ungrateful grouchy cat. I decided to call him Oscar. So do you and yours, meowy Christmas,
with all our love,
from Oscar, Gracie, Sweet Pea Princess,
Chicken Joe,
Cleo, Nelson, Newton, Tie-Dye, me and Nicodemus. This morning I went downstairs, hoping I wouldn't see another feline under that tree,
but that was not to be.
There was a hungry calico cat. I said, this is the end. I tore down the tree, threw it outside, picked up the kitty, looked her in the eye, and decided to call her Ender. So to you and yours, meowy Christmas,
with all our love,
from Ender, Oscar, Gracie, Sweet Pea Princess,
Chicken Joe,
Cleo, Nelson, Newton, Tie-Dye, me and Nicodemus.
The 11 Cats of Christmas, by one of our great old celebration concert friends, Trout Fishing in America. And here's many seasonal cats to you. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.